The view skims across the surface of an inky gray ocean towards a single rock in front of a vivid sunset. The words Marvista Entertainment appear in shining gold letters. A paper plane zooms across the screen and lands next to the cartel logo in white letters. A city skyline at night. Driving down the main road, the view passes the Il Fontina restaurant. The head chef, a white man in his 50s with slicked back hair, approaches a workstation in a kitchen.
Come on, people! The clock is ticking!
So, Brooke, this is our Friday night special.
I thought a little prosciutto would complement the shrimp and sun-dried tomatoes.
Black olive tapenade. That's a bold move on a dish like this.
It's just a taste. It's too busy, you hate it.
I hate that you've made something more interesting than anything we've had on the specials in the last 4 months. You're my new sous chef.
I said creme brulee, not French.
Brooke high-fives a colleague. A handsome man carrying flowers enters the restaurant. Brooke's colleague joins him.
Oh, you got my text.
Thank you for the heads up.
Is that for me?
Connie, what would Larry say?
If that was from Buttery Bakery, he'd thank you with his mouth full. She's at the bar. She's gonna love it. Go get her, Tiger.
Thanks, Connie.
The handsome man walks up to Brooke, chatting with the head chef at the bar.
New Zealand. Looks like you have a fan club.
Congrats, baby.
Lance, hey! Oh my God, how did you know?
Connie.
Yeah, well, don't party too hard. You have a big night tomorrow.
I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, chef.
Yeah, don't thank me yet. My right hand is the one I usually burn.
Bye, Marco.
Oh, flowers. But it's not even our 2-year anniversary.
It has been 1 week since you moved in, though.
And a salted caramel cake? That's my favorite. Not bad, Mr. Boston.
I am really proud of you.
Thanks, baby.
All right, a beer for me and a shot of tequila for this sexy top chef.
What are you doing?
Celebrating your promotion. Come on.
Well, in that case, make it 2 shots of tequila.
Okay.
What? Now you're here. I'm not driving home.
To your promotion and to 1 week of living together without a fight.
Let's enjoy it while it lasts.
And your second celebration shot?
Oh.
This one's to all the amazing food you're gonna cook for me.
Okay. I can't believe I almost forgot my cake.
Your cake? You're not gonna share it with me? Okay, I thought we agreed when we moved in together, everything would be 50-50.
Except for when you bring home salted caramel cake, then it's a 70-30 split.
Oh, okay, I see how it is. Not cool.
Very cool.
They climb into a white truck. Lance drives while Brooke eats cake in the passenger seat.
How's the paper coming along?
Still got a ways to go. But good news is it looks like we're getting another grant from the university, so I'll have more time.
How much?
I don't know, 20,000, I think.
Nice. That should buy you some time.
Yeah, but as much as I enjoy the sabbatical, I miss the students. It'll be nice when I can get back to teaching. Or, you know, I could just get married now and start having kids.
Her eyes widen.
I just got promoted. Are you going to be a stay-at-home dad?
I could learn to lactate.
Here.
A man walks out.
Lance!
The truck runs down the man. Words appear. Marvista Entertainment and Cartel Pictures present a Cartel Pictures production. Out of focus, emergency service lights flash as an ambulance and a cop car attend the scene. Titles appear, Nightmare Nurse. The view looks up at the square fluorescent lights in the ceiling whilst traveling through a corridor. A reflection on a corner traffic mirror depicts a figure being wheeled on a hospital bed by 2 nurses. Credits, Sarah Butler, Stephen Good, Lindsay Hartley, and Tracy Lourdes. Wearing scrubs, a doctor helps a nurse guide the hospital bed through some double doors. A A nurse adjusts a blinding white light over the patient in an operating room. A consultant examines some leg x-rays. Elsewhere, beads of liquid escape a syringe. Casting by Paul Ruddy, CSA. Production designer Spencer Brennan, costume designer Heather Karasek. Director of photography Ben Demery. A nurse activates a saline drip and small red bubbles appear in the clear liquid. Editor John Tatum, score producer David Findlay. Line producer Cammie Norton. Gloved hands draw a vial of blood. Executive producers Carla Woods, Sarah Butler, Fernando Su, Stephanie Slack. Produced by Stan Spry, Eric Woods. An empty wheelchair is pushed through the hospital. Written by Jake Helgren. Directed by Craig Moss. A male patient lies in a hospital bed. Later, two nurses attend to another patient in a ward. An unidentified patient wears blue pajamas. A heart monitor reads 99, and Brooke lies in a hospital bed with her eyes closed. Stirring, her eyes dart about the room, and she sits up with a start.
Lance!
Take it easy, Miss Harmon.
Lance is going to be okay.
You're in the hospital. Everything's okay.
Where is he? I want to see him.
And you will. He's recovering from surgery right now.
Surgery? What happened to him?
You were both in an accident. You suffered a laceration to your ribs, and your friend...
Lance. His name is Lance.
Okay. Lance fractured his femur.
What? What happened to us?
You were in a car accident. He was pinned behind the wheel when the EMTs arrived on the scene.
Rourke glances away with a confused expression.
What about the man? What about the man in the road?
I'm sorry. The two of you were brought in alone. There's nobody with you.
The blonde nurse gestures to a male colleague, and he leaves.
Okay. I'm going to send the doctor in to see you. And then we'll see what we can do about taking you to see Lance. Okay? Here we go.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, Barbara.
Her ID card reads Barbara Stone.
You can call me Barb.
Barbara leaves, and a bereft-looking Brooke rubs her head. Later, the male nurse with shoulder-length hair shows Brooke to a private room.
He's right in there.
Thank you.
Brooke rushes to Lance, who's wearing a nose cannula, and his right leg is elevated and in a cast.
Hey.
Hi.
I've been waiting for you.
How are you feeling?
Like crap. But the drugs have helped. How are you feeling?
I'm fine. I'm just glad you're okay.
I'm so sorry, baby.
Don't be sorry.
I didn't see him until the last second.
Lance, it was an accident. He jumped out into the road.
Sorry to bother you guys, but there's a Detective Thames here to see you.
Okay, send him in.
All right, this way. Thanks.
Thank you. Hi, pardon the interruption. I just need a minute to collect an official statement regarding the accident. Right?
Of course.
Do we know what happened to the man we hit?
Yeah, is he gonna be okay?
Detective Ten scratches his nose awkwardly.
You know, I'm sorry.
But you'll be glad to know that your blood alcohol test came back below the legal limit. So as of right now, I am only here to get an official statement. All right?
Later, back in her hospital bed, Brooke takes a call on loudspeaker.
The bottom line, Brooke, is you guys need to be incredibly thankful that you survived.
I know. Just can't believe he died.
It wasn't your fault. That guy jumped out in front of your car.
A flashback.
I guarantee you, they will find out he was hopped up on something. He could have killed both of you. I texted you Gwen's number. Besides being Marco's girlfriend, she is the best attorney on the West Side.
Oh my God, I haven't even spoken to Marco.
No worries. He just wants you to heal up and come back when you're ready.
Sorry to interrupt. I need to change your pack.
Hey, Connie, let me call you back. Thanks again.
Okay, bye.
With a troubled expression, Barbara changes Brooke's IV drip.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just having one of those days.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, lost a patient. She's had heart disease for a long time, but she finally died last night. She was one of her favorites.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, goes with the territory. You'd think I'd be used to it, but I'm not.
In happier news, I heard that you and Lance are going to be released tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm just so happy that Lance is okay.
It's important to know that your loved ones are safe.
Hey, I was informed that Lance would need an in-home nurse for a couple of weeks. I was wondering if that's something they give you leave to do?
Unfortunately, no, but we do have a database of referrals from the different insurance companies. We can help you set that up.
Okay. Thank you.
Drink some water.
Okay. I feel better.
Later, Brooke signs some documents at a nurse's station, and Lance sits in a wheelchair beside her. The male nurse walks up to them.
Brooke, hey. I'm glad I caught you guys before you left. So look, we found you a pre-approved nurse under your insurance provider for up to 6 weeks of in-home care. She can do physical therapy, too.
Right. Thank you.
Definitely. You guys take care.
You too.
Yeah, thanks, Paul.
All right. Ready to get out of here?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
Brooke wheels her boyfriend away. Aerial footage of a sprawling suburb and footage of a car driving through tree-lined streets. At home, Brooke lowers Lance onto a sofa and carefully maneuvers his injured leg, so he's lying down.
Okay.
Hey.
Oh. Oh, God.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Thank God for Oxy.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you sure you don't want me to hang around for just a couple more days? I can postpone this nurse thing.
No, babe, I'll be fine. Stop worrying so much. You need to get back to your big new promotion.
I know. I just want to make sure you're taken care of.
I know. And I'll have this new nurse. I'll be fine.
She's coming by for an interview in the morning. She sounded really nice on the phone.
Wonderful.
Is there anything you need from school? We can pick it up for you in the morning.
No, I think I'm okay. I got everything I need on my laptop. I called the school this morning and told them I'd keep working from home. They're having me rebuild the site.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you're the best little site rebuilder in the business.
That's me. I didn't have this stupid leg thing. I'd rebuild your site right now.
What does that even mean?
I have no idea. Come here.
She snuggles up next to him.
Okay. Careful.
Yeah.
Oh, this feels so good.
It's good to be home.
It's good to be home.
Brooke cooks an omelet and later presents Lance with a breakfast tray.
All right. I'm sure it won't be as good as the hospital food, but just give it a shot.
Oh, babe, thank you. Looks amazing. Mm-hmm. Look, listen, when I heal up, let's go take a trip somewhere. That little inn in Santa Barbara?
Oh, yes. The one where we lock ourselves in all weekend, like hibernating cubs. Oh, and that would be your prospective nurse.
I'll get it.
Hi, I'm Chloe.
Hi, Chloe, I'm Brooke. Nice to meet you.
Oh, it's nice to meet you.
Why don't you come on in?
Okay.
Brooke's face falls as she views a stunning Asian woman in her 20s. Sipping some juice, Lance splutters as he eyes the gorgeous nurse.
Oh, very smooth.
Paper towels in there?
I got it.
Oh, please, it's my job.
God, I didn't know Maxim magazine staffed nurses.
Not laughing.
Wiping the tray, Chloe offers the paper towel to Brooke to wipe Lance's shirt.
There. Thanks.
Yeah, you might want to grab that.
Thanks, but I'm not a complete invalid.
You must be Lance.
It's nice to meet you, Chloe.
How's the leg feeling today?
Sore and stiff, but better than yesterday.
That's normal. Your report said you suffered a nasty femoral fracture.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty. Why don't you have a seat, Chloe? Can I get you anything to drink?
No, I'm good. Thanks.
So how long have you been doing this for?
Oh, practically my whole life. My parents worked a lot, so I looked after my sick grandmother from the time that I was 8.
Adjusting his leg.
I realized then that this is what I wanted to be. I went to nursing school right out of high school, and 23 patients later, here I am.
Oh, sorry. Ugh, of course.
What?
Renee and Alejandro called in sick. I wasn't supposed to go back until tomorrow.
I've got nothing planned for the rest of the day. I'd be happy to look after Lance. You could think of it as a trial run.
Really?
Go. I'll be fine, babe. Go do your sous chef thing.
Are you sure you don't mind?
Of course not.
Okay. Well, in that case, then, let's go in the kitchen and I'll run you through his meds and his allergies and stuff. Okay.
Lance sighs. In the restaurant, Brooke chops onions.
Come on, people are working. Well, seems like I don't need to find a replacement after all.
As if you could.
Brooke, I need you to dazzle me with an appetizer for tonight's special, okay? It's nice to have you back. I'm glad you're okay. Not for me.
Connie.
He did miss you, you know.
Yeah, I can tell.
So how's Lance doing?
Better. We got him all set up in the den, a little ramp. He's good to go.
And how's the nurse search coming?
Actually, we have someone watching him right now. She seems very competent and very stunning.
Uh-oh.
I totally trust Lance, just like you totally trust me.
Okay. It's just men are men.
It's probably the most brilliant thing you've ever said.
I mean, it's in their genetic makeup. They can't help themselves.
Lance can.
Well, the good news is he's got you, so why would he want anyone else, right? Right.
Brooke flings some onions into a bowl. At night, Brooke returns home with a takeaway.
Hey.
Hey, babe. How are you feeling?
Actually, it's the most comfortable I've felt yet.
Oh, that's great. Oh, sorry. Hi, Brooke.
Hey, Chloe. And you do laundry, too?
Yeah, you know, there was just a few loads in there, so I figured I'd just, you know.
Are you kidding me? Thank you so much.
Should I pick them upstairs?
No, put it down. I'll take care of it.
Are you sure? It's not a problem.
Chloe. You weren't even supposed to come to work today. I think you've done enough.
Okay.
So can you come back tomorrow at 9?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
Happy to have you.
Happy to be had. And Lance is in good hands.
We can see that. So I brought home some dinner. Why don't you stay and join us?
Thank you. That's very kind of you. But you guys should have your time together, and I need to get back to my boyfriend. It's my night to make dinner.
Oh, well, in that case, you'll have to take some of this with you. Save yourself the trouble.
Oh, wow. Thank you. That is so sweet of you. Thank you. All right. Well, good night. Good night, Lance.
Night, Chloe.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Right?
That was better than I thought.
Missed you.
I missed you.
Let's get some of this.
Chloe dumps the restaurant food in the garbage. Later, Chloe returns home and snaps at a bearded man drinking beer on a sofa.
We agreed no boots on the couch.
And you agreed you wouldn't see any more male patients after the last one.
Well, sometimes we don't get a choice. Someone's gotta pay the bills around here.
Was he good looking?
Yep. So is his wife.
The boyfriend caresses Chloe from behind.
Seriously, James, get off. James, I said get off of me! James! James, get off! James, get...
She headbutts him. Confused and dazed, he touches his head, but Chloe pulls him on top of her. They make out passionately on the bed before she rips off his shirt. The following day, Brooke takes out the trash. Lifting the lid, she frowns as she notices a takeout container in the bottom. Inspecting the contents, she eyes the full container with a confused expression and returns it to the trash can. Brooke strides back inside the house. Chloe places a large bottle of water on the coffee table beside Lance.
Don't need to finish that. By noon. Diuresis.
Excuse me?
When a person is supine, the shift of blood from the legs into the thorax increases atrial stretch, stimulating the release of ANP, which initiates diuresis, leading to significant water loss.
Okay, you lost me at when?
Ha! Sorry. Sometimes I get a little carried away with the tech talk. The bottom line is because you're on bed rest, there's an increase of urine output and less blood volume, which means dehydration. Drink up, my friend. Okay, so I made up a little schedule. We want to make sure that the only atrophy happens on the bum leg and not the rest of your body. And you should know that I combine traditional nursing practices with Eastern Nepalese philosophy, which has not only proven effective, but has proven a speedier recovery.
Well, I'm all for a speedier recovery.
I thought so. All right, let's get started, shall we? Okay, left hand out, please. Keep the hand open. Okay, so there's five major pressure points on the hand and the arm that serve as a breaker box to the body.
Chloe massages a trigger point in Lance's hand.
I feel that in my low neck.
Good. Now you should feel this one in your left side.
Oh my God.
Okay. And there's this one that not only relieves pressure, but it stimulates muscle activity in your lower legs.
That's incredible. Oh, I totally feel that.
Okay, and here's the last one.
She rests Lance's hand on her thigh and massages a point on his forearm. Chloe smiles at him sweetly as he breathes heavily with hooded eyes.
Oh.
We don't want to overstimulate your body on our first go around, so just drink that water.
Frustrated, Lance tries to massage his arm but gives up and drinks his water. In the restaurant kitchen, Brooke chats to Connie while prepping a salad.
It was just weird. It's like a slap in the face. Literally the entire box of pasta in the trash.
Oh, come on, maybe she's vegan or lactose intolerant. She didn't want to come across rude or flatulent.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I could be overreacting. You?
No.
What, I don't overreact. I don't overreact. What? I don't.
Brooke tosses the salad vigorously. At home, Lance lies on the sofa breathing heavily. There are three empty water bottles nearby.
Okay.
Lance, I just got a text from Brooke. She said that she's working late tonight.
Grabbing the wheelchair.
What do you think you're doing?
Oh, my bladder is about 30 seconds from imploding.
Okay, we'll get you to the bathroom together and carefully. There you go. All right. We're going.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. So, you fan of Thai food or what?
I love Thai food.
Yeah?
I never get to have it because Brooke's not a fan.
Oh.
Are we getting Thai food?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm gonna order it.
Awesome.
Must be your lucky night.
Yeah.
Okay, we got it.
Okay,
hold on.
Yeah.
As fast as I can.
I know. Okay, I think I got it from here.
Oh. Okay, all right. Let's do this together. Nice and easy.
All right. Okay.
Slowly there. All right.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Standing, Lance smiles nervously at Chloe, who cocks her head.
Lance, this is what I do for a living. Go ahead, it's all very technical to me.
Lance struggles with his trousers, leaning one hand against the wall, shuffling about. Chloe presses her lips together and exhales impatiently.
Okay. There you go.
She rips down his trousers and steps aside.
Fire away.
Stage fright.
I'll plug my ears.
Holding her fingers to her ears, Chloe avoids eye contact and waits. Time-lapse footage of the urban skyline as day turns to night. Later, Chloe and Lance eat takeout in the den.
Yeah, my family are crazy about basketball. When I was a kid, my dad had season tickets to the Clippers, and it didn't matter if they were down by 20 in the last 5 minutes. We had to stay to the end.
My uncle had season tickets, too.
No.
Yeah, we were there every game to the bitter end.
Oh, so that was you seated across from us.
Yeah, that was us.
Oh.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I just started to feel lightheaded.
Okay. Let's get you moving around a bit.
Oh.
Chloe helps adjust his position, and moments later he's sitting in the wheelchair. Chloe holds a towel to Lance's forehead.
Better?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot. Thanks, Chloe. I really, really appreciate it.
My job.
A very admirable one at that. Unlike mine.
What do you do?
I'm a web designer.
That's a great job. Come on, everybody needs a website.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? This could be Brooke.
Checking her phone, Chloe pales.
Brooke?
No.
You okay?
Yeah.
That wasn't too convincing.
Relationship issues?
Those are fun.
Yeah. Just tell me they stop once you get married.
I wouldn't know. Brooke and I aren't married.
Get out of here.
Yeah, well, not yet, at least. I asked her a year ago, but she has this theory that we need to wait until the 3-year mark.
Really?
Yeah, at first I was bitter about it, but, you know, after a while, I started to understand it. Now, this texting guy. Is he the one for you?
She shakes her head.
I don't know. Sorry, I always envisioned the guy that I ended up with treating me like a princess. And this one, not so much.
Then dump him. Seriously, why shouldn't you be treated like a princess? You deserve that, don't you? Why settle?
She gazes at him glassy-eyed and wipes away tears. Later, Brooke returns home carrying a takeout box.
I appreciate you staying a little longer.
Oh, come on, it's my pleasure. You know, Lance is one of the more civilized patients I've had in a long time.
Here, I packed you a little something.
Oh. We ordered in Thai food tonight. I'm full.
Great. I'm so relieved you finally have someone to enjoy Thai with.
Cool.
Just for future knowledge, are you allergic to any foods?
No.
Okay, so you're not vegan or you don't have an allergy to pasta?
No, I love pasta. Which, by the way, thank you again for last night. The pasta was delicious.
Sure. My pleasure.
Okay, well, you have a good night. Bye, Lance.
Brooke frowns. Lying on the couch half asleep, Lance chats to Brooke, who's brushing her teeth.
I don't know what to say, love. Maybe she has an aversion to Italian food and she didn't want to tell you.
Why didn't she want to tell me?
Who knows? Maybe because you're a sous chef at an authentic Italian restaurant and she didn't want to offend you.
It's just odd. It's like she wanted me to see it, you know? Put it in our trash can. Nice.
Lance begins to snore. At home, Chloe scrolls through Lance Boston's social media profile. Stony-faced Chloe studies the many smiling photos of Lance and Brooke together. Chloe continues her scrolling as James enters the house. A little tipsy, he leans against an archway and gazes at Chloe.
There's my lady.
Going to bed.
Hey.
He grabs her.
Is that the way to treat the man you're with? How about a proper hello?
Just get off me, okay?
What? Maybe. Just trying to spread the love.
Kneeing him, he drops to the floor and she walks away. Brooke answers the door to a red-headed woman.
Hey.
Hi.
Thanks for coming.
Oh, of course.
Come on in.
His name was Darren Wells, mid-40s. He drove a delivery truck. He was off that night. The toxicology lab reported that he had a very high amount of alcohol in his bloodstream. Apparently, he was a recovering addict who'd taken to heavy drinking. I spoke with the DA, who is a personal friend, and I think that this is just one of those cases that tends to go away.
But that poor man, we just feel so bad about what happened. Did he have a family?
Well, since both of his parents are deceased, I really don't foresee a lawsuit or anything of that nature.
Well, was he married or did he have kids?
Nope, just a brother in Wisconsin. But I believe that if a suit was filed, we would have already heard about it from the county courthouse.
I don't know. I feel like we should at least reach out to his brother and send our condolences.
That is very sweet of you, Brooke, but I don't recommend it. In these cases, it's best just to lay low and let him grieve his loss, because the bottom line is, the two of you were victims in the situation just as much as he was.
The redhead woman sips her coffee as Brooke and Lance exchange a look. A vivid orange sun sets behind a row of trees. Later, Brooke and Lance eat a romantic candlelit dinner at home.
This is top five, for sure.
For reals?
For reals.
Yes, because I'm going to feature it at the restaurant fundraiser on Friday.
Well, seriously, hon, it's phenomenal. I'm already thinking about seconds.
Well, somebody sure has his appetite back.
I know. I'm feeling more like myself these past couple days.
I guess Chloe's doing something right.
Seriously, hon. She knows what she's doing. She uses this traditional Nepalese medical philosophy with these pressure points and herbal medicine. The pain has been cut in half.
Oh my God, that's great, sweetie. And here I am being so selfish and complaining about her when she's helping you get healthy. I'm awful.
Yes, you are. Seconds, please.
All right.
Mm-hmm. More. More.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh, there we go.
The screen fades to black. Brooke exits the house the following morning and places a letter in the post box. Lifting the red flag, she goes to walk back inside, but Chloe appears beside her.
I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to sneak up on you.
No, I'm just a big baby.
No.
You look pretty.
Thanks. They were just giving away free makeup samples at Bloomingdale's, so I thought, why not?
I love makeup samples.
Yeah, I wish they were giving away free samples of your perfume. I love that.
Oh, thank you. It's Lance's favorite. It's called Forbidden Romance. It's actually one of the more affordable ones out there. Chloe, I just wanted to say how much I appreciate everything that you're doing for Lance.
It's my pleasure. Not to mention my job, which I should give back to our patient because Lord knows he's going to need help again, aiming for that toilet.
A wry smile replaces Brooke's confused expression. Later, Chloe butters some toast. Opening a cupboard, she pulls out a bottle of meds and puts two pills onto a tray. Moving to the fridge, Chloe's jaw tenses as she notices a photo of Brooke and Lance staring lovingly at each other. She moves away from the fridge and carries the tray to Lance.
Okay, your meal of champions is served. Ta-da!
A very colorful display.
It's no Brooke, but I'm shooting to be better than the hospital.
You're really reaching for that gold standard.
All right, let's get you situated.
Perfect. I recognize that fragrance.
Do you like it?
It's a favorite of Brooke's.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. So it's pins and needles in my leg.
Okay, lower or upper?
Lower.
She presses a trigger point on his arm.
Oh.
Okay. Rotating the arm, she places his hand on her breast. Opening his eyes, he jerks away from her.
I'm good. You nailed it. I feel great. Could you pass me my iPad, please?
Not before you eat your soup.
It's okay. I'm not really that hungry right now.
You've got to stick to the program, mister. Okay. And I slept in the kitchen all day.
All right. Yes, ma'am.
So?
It's delicious. Simple yet so robust.
Hitting his spoon.
Oh. Okay. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Here. Yeah, let's just take it off.
She strips his soup-stained shirt. Her eyes linger over his broad, muscular chest.
I'm gonna get you a clean shirt.
Good.
Yeah.
Lance awkwardly sweeps the hair off his face while Chloe pulls out a bright blue shirt from a drawer. She notices a photo of Lance and Brooke on top of the dresser. Tensing, she turns the photo face down. In the den, shirtless Lance eats a biscuit.
I picked the blue one because I like this color best on you. All right. Arms up. Perfect.
Oh, you got something.
With the shirt covering his face, she brushes her thumb over his nipple.
Yeah, you know what? It's not budging.
She licks his nipple, and Lance flinches.
Got it.
Aghast and struggling to pull down his shirt, Lance winces in pain. Head chef Marco.
That prick from the Times is here. Hasn't reviewed me in over 2 years.
Harrison Dubin?
No, the other one.
Sheridan Tishman?
No, the other one.
The only other one is Gina Slutsky.
That prick. She must ruin my career.
Okay.
I need something magic from you tonight. Can I count on you?
Of course.
That's my girl. Who's got table 49? I need these plated in 5.
Brooke smirks and Connie shakes her head. At home, Lance sleeps soundly on the couch. Chloe crouches beside him and plants a kiss on his lips. He wakes with a start.
Hey.
Hi.
Is Brooke here?
She had to work late again.
She narrows her eyes at him.
Does it bother you that your relationship is so one-sided?
It's not one-sided.
I think you deserve better. Like a wise and incredibly handsome man once said by Settle. I took your advice, by the way. I dumped James. He was gone first thing in the morning.
Yeah, well, I'm not settling. Brooke is everything I ever wanted. I'm a very lucky man.
Really?
Yes.
So you turned down your marriage proposal. She's never around when you need her. Actions speak louder than words.
Leaning in, she kisses Lance passionately. He squirms and pushes her away.
Chloe, enough.
Stop.
Okay, you need to get your things and leave.
Lance, I'm sorry, I was getting mixed messages.
Excuse me?
Okay, it was my fault, completely my fault. I crossed lines. I'm going through a lot right now.
Rubbing her forehead, she sinks down and perches on the coffee table.
Don't fire me. Please.
Look, Chloe, this is all just so bizarre. I mean, I don't see any way that we can keep you on.
I screwed up, okay? I screwed up. It is not going to happen again, I promise you. All right, I'm going to be completely professional from now on. Okay? Please. Lance, please.
All right, let's just call it a day and sleep on it, okay?
Okay. I'm just gonna finish the laundry.
No, no need. That's fine. Just go home and get some rest.
Are you okay by yourself?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just exhausted and going back to sleep.
I'm just gonna let myself out then. Thank you. Lance.
Sure.
Chloe scurries out, leaving a bewildered Lance. He sighs and slumps back into the couch. A vehicle travels down a deserted road at night. Time-lapse footage of a six-road highway junction at night, headlights streak across the screen. Brooke returns home and finds Lance asleep. She kisses his forehead and he jerks awake.
Wow.
Somebody's a little jumpy.
Sweetheart. Thank God it's you.
Who else would it be?
Just had a nightmare. People coming after me.
Oh, poor baby. Do you want me to make it better?
Lance smiles lazily as she kisses his cheeks and jaw.
I missed you.
I missed you too.
How was work?
Stressful and amazing all at the same time. We had the Times reviewer there. Anyway, I'll tell you all about it, but first I must shower. How was everything here today?
Great. You know, just same old, same old.
Great. Be back in a flash.
A concerned expression crosses Lance's face. He exhales, deeply closing his eyes. At home, sitting cross-legged in bed, Chloe minimizes Lance's social media profile before highlighting and deleting the search term "seducing Mr. Perfect" from a search engine. She types the phrase "overdosing on Oxy" and clicks on a link. She reviews a Medline Plus website entitled Hydrocodone/Oxycodone Overdose. Studying the text, she rubs her thumb over her fingers in a reflective manner. The next day, Lance grabs a drink from the fridge and Chloe approaches him.
Jeez! I didn't hear you come in.
You shouldn't be moving around without me.
Actually, I feel good. Good enough that I can wheel this thing on my own.
Well, I'm your nurse, and you need to do as I advise. And right now, I advise you to get back onto the couch. All right, carefully.
With an arm around his shoulders, she transfers him to the couch.
Great. So I'm gonna go back in the kitchen and make you your first meal, not to mention you are way overdue for your medication.
Chloe pours a cup of tea and unscrews a vial of medication. With a surly expression, she places some pills on a tray and carries the tray out to Lance in the den.
If you need anything else, I'll be in the kitchen.
Hey, Chloe. Look, I want you to know that I'm sorry if I was at all a bit harsh with you.
She stands with her back to him.
I appreciate everything you said. And I'm more than willing to keep you on.
Can I go into the kitchen now?
Okay, sure.
Fixing her gaze ahead, Chloe walks off, leaving a perplexed-looking Lance. In the restaurant, Brooke wipes down a food station, and Connie joins her.
Oh, typical Monday. 8 reservations. Hey, Marco's not here tonight. Why don't you go home and make dinner for your man?
Really?
Yeah, I can cover around here.
All right. Thanks.
Later, Brooke returns home. The lights are out and she walks over to the sofa and spots a sleeping Lance. She goes to wake him.
Honey. Lance.
Pallid Lance doesn't respond.
Lance. Lance. Lance, wake up! Wake up! Chloe! Call 911!
Chloe appears aghast.
Baby! Baby! God!
In an emergency waiting room, Brooke to Chloe.
And you have no idea how long he was like that for? I mean, what were you doing?
I was doing laundry. I was in the other room. I know this is my fault.
It's just that I have no idea what could have happened to him.
Bad reactions to drugs happen all the time, so maybe the oxy was just too much with his slight arrhythmia.
Miss Harmon? I'm sorry, we're just gonna have Miss Harmon come back right now. You can follow me.
I'm his nurse, so I should be fine to go in, and I'd like to see him.
I understand, but I have doctor's orders. No one else is going to be let in tonight. You should really go home and get some rest. We'll take good care of him. Come on.
Could you call or text me, please?
Brooke shoots Chloe a curt nod before following Barbara through a door. Tensing her jaw, Chloe leaves.
Do you have any idea what happened? How much oxycodone he took in the last 24 hours?
I don't know. The amount he always takes, the amount he was prescribed.
The tox report says otherwise. A normal dose couldn't have caused what happened to Lance.
Wait a second. Are you telling me that Lance was poisoned?
What I'm telling you is that he's very lucky you showed up when you did. Look, the average person takes between 12 and 20 breaths per minute. When they wheeled Lance in here, his BPM was well below 10. He was on his way to cardiac arrest. What I'd like to know is where his nurse was during all of this.
She was doing laundry in the other room. Are you sure this wasn't an accident?
I just don't see how.
Oh my God.
Listen, his doctor will be in to speak with you shortly. You can go in.
With a pained expression, Brooke sits at Lance's bedside. He's asleep with a nose cannula attached to his face.
Lance. Hey. Hey, babe.
Lance stirs and with heavy-lidded eyes, stares ahead.
This is like my second home.
How are you feeling?
Oh, Loopy. What happened?
You OD'd on your drugs.
What?
Did Chloe give you any extra? Or did you take any extra?
No. No.
Well, do you remember anything?
Not much. Just, I was trying to get some work done on the couch and then I started to feel groggy. And I turn on the TV, and then I wake up here. Is it still Monday?
It's Tuesday.
Listen. Barb thinks that Chloe did it.
What? Is that what the doctor said? That I was purposefully poisoned?
It looks that way, yeah.
Brooke. I haven't been totally honest with you. Things haven't been going as smoothly with Chloe as I led you to believe. She made a pass at me. She tried to kiss me, and I pushed her away and sent her home.
Why didn't you tell me?
Because I felt bad. She seemed like she was about to fall off the deep end, and I knew that if I told you, you would freak out about it.
That's not the kind of thing you keep from me, Lance.
No, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. But, you know, we were talking about her guy problem, and I told her that she could do better, and she must have been crazy enough to think that I meant myself.
You're not supposed to be her friend, Lance. She's your nurse. You can't even pee without help from her. I mean, what were you thinking? You probably weren't thinking. You were probably just playing your cutesy, handsome, charming, absent-minded professor as usual.
Brooke, that's not fair. I didn't want to cause more problems in the event that it was just some silly, conjured, isolated incident.
Yeah, a silly, isolated incident that almost got you killed. Again.
Brooke. Where are you going?
To call the cops.
Detective Thames, we need you to come to the hospital right away.
Detective Thames to Lance.
Well, how are we doing, Mr. Boston?
Okay, I guess. I've seen better days. Yeah.
So listen, your girlfriend told me that you overdosed on this medication you've been on, and that made me very concerned about this nurse of yours, Chloe Spade. I don't know if either of you know this, but Miss Spade is manic depressive.
Well, we knew she was on medication, so we kind of figured.
Yeah, well, this isn't the first time she's had issues with one of her patients.
Oh, so she tried to kill someone else?
No. But, well, this previous patient was a few years back. He was a successful actor in Brentwood, injured himself on set, couldn't walk. They became involved. When Miss Spade found out that he was married, his wife was in Canada working on another film, she went crazy. Destroyed the house, left the guy helpless and immobile without food or a phone.
But she didn't try to murder him.
Well, not technically, but it's negligence all the same. It was just by virtue of the fact that the guy decided to drop the charges, she hooked on with another contractor. But you know, given her history, her dad's abuse, her illness, the drug cocktails she's taken, it's bad.
Well, how is she even able to nurse still?
I don't know. We're working on that.
Okay, and how can we be sure that she wanted to kill me? I mean, she's a nurse, right? She knows what it takes to kill somebody, so if she wanted me dead, I'd be dead. So, I mean, maybe she wanted to be heard? Or maybe she was just pissed?
It doesn't change what she did, Lance. I mean, you could have died. She shouldn't be anyone's nurse if she's crazy.
You're right. But I'm not sure I want to press charges either. I mean, Chloe needs to be in a hospital, not in some jail cell.
Look, the doctor would probably suggest rehab, and I doubt very much that Miss Spade would admit to anything. And the way she administered your drugs, the doctor wasn't even sure of her intent. So it's time for you to get another nurse. In the meantime, I'm going to look into this a little bit further, and if you hear anything else, you guys call me right away. And get out of this bed.
Thanks, Detective.
All right, take care.
Detective Thames playfully hits Lance's foot and leaves. Later, a fraught Chloe strides into the hospital waiting room holding a bunch of flowers.
Oh, Brooke, how is he? How's Lance?
Getting to her feet, Brooke fixes Chloe with a withering look.
You don't have to worry. We decided not to press charges.
Press charges? For what?
Don't make this harder than it is. The oxy. We know you tried to OD him.
No. What? I gave him the same amount I've always given him, the amount that he's prescribed.
It's in his report, Chloe.
Brooke, I didn't do this.
Is this like that actor in Brentwood?
Oh. That I was not in my right mind.
Are you ever in your right mind? Or are you just utterly and completely delusional?
Our attorney has called your contractor and let them know that we will no longer be needing your services. You're fired.
No. No, no, don't do this. No, no. I didn't do anything wrong.
Between making passes at my boyfriend and then almost killing him with drugs, I disagree.
This can't be happening again.
Chloe, look. I should hate you for what you did, but I don't. I know you haven't had an easy life, but you need to seek professional help. The staff here is willing to help you.
No, I am not going to rehab again.
Fine, but you're not fit to nurse.
Okay. Let me just go see Lance, okay? Let me just tell him goodbye, please.
Absolutely not.
Chloe goes to leave but stops and turns to face Brooke.
You know, if you guys were so perfect for each other, why haven't you married him yet? It's people like you, Brooke, who have the world handed to them on a silver platter, taking every single thing for granted, who deserve nothing.
Chloe throws the flowers at Brooke. In her car, Chloe makes a call.
This is Lance.
Lance, hi, it's Chloe. Listen, can you just call me as soon as you get this, please? You have to know I would never do anything to hurt you. I love you, okay? I know you're with Brooke, but please, I just need you to call me, okay?
Struggling with a seatbelt, she sets it aside and drives off. Later, Chloe returns to Brooke and Lance's house. Scanning around, she picks up a spare key hidden underneath a gold ornament and lets herself inside. Chloe's name appears on Brooke's cell caller ID. Brooke answers it.
What do you want? Chloe, I know it's you.
Annoyed, Brooke hangs up. Chloe sits on a bench at the end of Brooke and Lance's bed. She goes over to the dresser photograph.
Wow, she really wants to talk to you. I guess you guys really bonded, what between the Thai food and her helping you urinate.
Come on, Brooke. You know nothing happened.
Do I?
I thought we trusted each other.
So did I.
Now where are you going?
We're gonna get stuck here another night, then I need to go home and take a shower and get us some fresh clothes.
Brooke, don't leave like this.
Brooke grips her purse tightly.
Get some rest. I'll be back later.
Time-lapse footage of the clouds tracking across the sky over a vast city landscape. Returning to a dark house, Brooke dumps her purse and keys on a trunk in the entryway. Nature program plays on the TV and she switches it off. Sighing heavily, she casts a look around the den before moving off. Later, two bare feet step onto a tiled floor and a blue bathrobe falls to the ground. Peering through the open bathroom door, an unseen figure watches Brooke shave her legs through the fogged-up shower screen. Wearing the blue robe, Brooke wipes away steam from the vanity mirror and applies a moisturizer to her face and neck. Exiting the bathroom, Brooke stands on a landing and cautiously descends a dark staircase. Creeping past the bedroom, she peers into the den and glances toward the kitchen. Switching on a light, she scans the room, and the floor is littered with broken glass and ceramics. Brooke grabs a knife.
Chloe! You better get out of here. I'm 2 seconds from calling the police.
Running to the den, Brooke finds the dresser photo on the floor with a syringe sticking into Brooke's face. Open-mouthed, Brooke's eyes flit around the room. In the hospital, Paul chats to a colleague. Chloe, who's wearing scrubs and holding a bouquet, approaches them.
Do you know if she was admitted yet?
Excuse me, I have a delivery for Lance Boston. Do you know which room he's in?
Thanks, you can just leave it here. We'll make sure he gets it.
Oh, I promised the courier that I would deliver it to him directly.
What floor do you work on?
First floor check-in.
I didn't know we had any new hires down there. What's your name, miss?
Lowering her gaze, she drops the flowers onto the desk.
Just make sure Lance Boston gets these, please.
In Lance's room, Brooke bins the flowers.
I want to throw up. I'm so sorry.
It's not your fault, Barb. The hospital needs to figure out a better system to screen these people.
I agree.
Listen, I have a bunch of vacation days stockpiled. I'll take care of Lance.
Oh, that's so sweet, but we couldn't ask you to do that, Barb.
I'm not asking. I'm telling.
Can't argue with that, babe.
Barbara wheels Lance out of the room. Brooke hands a file to a nurse at the front desk while Lance scrolls through his phone.
Thanks, Pat. All right. You ready to get out of here once and for all?
But I was finally getting used to the bed spring prodding my sphincter.
Hi. Getting out on good behavior?
Yeah, the doctor says he thinks he'd be better off resting at home. I'm just a little bit concerned about Chloe making an appearance.
Well, the good news is, besides filing the restraining order, I also put a call into her staff and administration to make sure that she does not do this to anyone again.
Amen.
You did change the locks in your house, yes?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Good. Now, I don't want you guys to worry about anything, okay? But just do not encourage her behavior. Don't answer her phone calls, her text messages, her emails, nothing. And she's gonna go away, okay? All right, I have another client here to see, but you guys take care, okay?
Me too. Thanks, Gwen.
An unseen figure watches them leave. In the parking lot, Gwen's on the phone.
No, Monday is a no-go. No, I have lunch with Brillstein at noon, and then I'm going to dress up with my sister after. I'm not going to cancel on her again. Okay. Yes, I have a hot date tonight with a bottle of Chardonnay in my bed. Good night.
You can't take my job away from me. Nursing is the only thing I love.
Oh, well, then you shouldn't be so awful at it. I'm calling the police.
Grabbing Gwen, Chloe shoves her and Gwen hits her head on the cement. Wide-eyed, Chloe runs off, leaving an unconscious Gwen. At home, Brooke and Lance are asleep.
Hello?
Brooke, it's Connie. Gwen's been attacked. She's in the hospital.
What?
It's serious. She's not waking up. Brooke, she's not waking up.
Babe. Oh my God.
The following morning, Brooke serves Lance some pancakes.
You don't think it could have been Chloe, do you?
Sipping his coffee thoughtfully, Lance struggles to hold Brooke's eye.
I don't know. I mean, would Chloe even know who Gwen is? They never met.
I don't know, it just seems like a weird coincidence.
Yeah.
And now she's in a coma. I was thinking about going to visit her in the hospital after the fundraiser tomorrow night.
You should.
I'm sorry.
What?
I haven't been the best girlfriend.
Oh, Brooke.
I'm always putting myself first. If there's anything good that's come out of all of this, it's that I realized that I could never live without you.
Babe, if anyone should apologize, it should be me. I should have told you. I don't know why I didn't. I'm sorry.
They kiss tenderly.
I'm sorry. I said I wanted to wait when you asked me to marry you. I wanted to. I guess I just thought that we could wait until we had more money or more time. We don't always get more time, do we? I love you.
I love you too.
All right, eat up.
A distressed Chloe's on the phone. There's a glass of red wine beside her, and she grabs a bottle of pills.
And I can't get in to see him sooner than that, huh? Because, something is wrong with my pills, and it's not working. I need something stronger, you know? Next Monday. Okay, great, thanks.
She swallows a pill with some wine. Scrolling through her contacts, her thumb hovers over Lance's number. At home, Barbara carries a tray to Lance on the sofa.
Boy, do I have a treat for you.
Cookies.
Rumor has it you have a sweet tooth. Miss Harmon tipped me off.
You know, she's not much of a baker. She's more into the savory, which is probably good for me, because if she was, I'd be fat.
This was my mother's recipe. Even after she got sick with Alzheimer's, she didn't miss a beat in the kitchen. I think she believed that good cooking was the best medicine.
Well, it must have been hard, though.
Yeah. You know what they say.
If it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. I think it's what made me the nurse I am today.
A damn good one, from what I can tell.
Thank you for that.
And speaking of which, how's the new patient? Is Gwen going to be okay?
I heard she was doing really well. She's expected to make a full recovery.
That is great.
Yeah, she got lucky. You expecting company?
No.
Well, let's see who it is.
Coming!
Chloe's at the door.
What are you doing here?
I came to see Lance.
You're not welcome here, Miss Spade.
Lance!
Hold on.
Lance. I've been so worried about you. I don't know what happened the other day, but I swear to you, I didn't poison you.
Look, Chloe, the police are looking for you. You need to check yourself in and get yourself some real help now, okay?
I'm here to help you. I want to work for you again, please.
I think he's made himself perfectly clear.
I'm supposed to be his nurse.
Not anymore, you're not.
Barbara slams the door in Chloe's face. Chloe climbs into her car and with a weary expression rubs her forehead. She breaks into a sob. Pulling out a vial of prescription pills from her purse, she looks at it and then throws it aside. She buckles her seatbelt and prepares to drive off. Later at home, Brooke and Lance chat in the dining area.
And she didn't say anything else?
No. She didn't try to force herself in or anything. She just left.
This is just getting so out of hand. What did the detectives say?
Just that they're still looking for her.
Well, that's reassuring.
Brooke. Relax. The police are taking care of it.
He pulls her to sit next to him.
Trust me. Everything's gonna be fine.
Lance strokes Brooke's arm comfortingly, and they rest their foreheads together. At Chloe's house, prescription pills and an empty liquor bottle lie strewn across the table. On a sofa, Chloe lies asleep.
Chloe Spade, this is Detective Thames. Can you open up the door, please? We have a warrant to search the premises, and we need you to open the door, ma'am. Miss Spade.
Detective Thames and a light brown-haired male colleague enter Chloe's apartment. The men exchange looks as Chloe remains unresponsive. Detective Thames exhales and shakes his head. Daytime and some sprinklers water Brooke and Lance's front lawn. Brooke answers the home phone.
Hello? Hey, Barb.
Listen, I'm not supposed to share this with anyone, but I think you should know. Last night, Miss Spade was admitted to the hospital.
Seriously? What for?
Apparently she tried to commit suicide. The cops found her.
She took a lethal dose of Oxy, which I can only imagine came from Lance's prescription.
Chloe tried to kill herself last night. She's in the hospital.
What?
How is she doing?
Well, she's stable.
The bigger question is whether the doctor admits her to a psychiatric hospital or not. My guess is that he probably will, but she's got at least 24 hours here. I thought you should know.
Okay, please keep us updated.
You bet.
This is insane. Chloe tried to kill herself? I mean, she must have felt some pretty serious guilt after what she'd done to us. Maybe it all just finally caught up to her.
Yeah, maybe. I'm just glad they found her. I hope she gets committed somewhere soon so she can't get near us again.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Time-lapse footage of the city skyline turning from dusk to night. At the restaurant kitchen, Brooke dons an apron and joins Connie, who's prepping garden salads at a station.
Hey.
How's it going?
Chloe's in the hospital. She tried to kill herself last night. They're gonna hold her. Hopefully, they'll finally commit her this time.
Oh, that's exactly what she needs.
Yeah, just glad that I can leave Lance at home and not worry.
Nice to finally have your life back, right?
Yeah.
At the hospital, Barbara walks over to Paul.
Paul?
Hey, Barb.
Dr. Floyd just gave the order to prep Chloe Spade for transport.
Wait, that's tonight?
Apparently so.
All right, I'll get on.
Holding an IV pack, Barbara wanders over to Chloe's bed and pulls around a curtain.
And how are we feeling, dear?
We're alone. You can drop the holier-than-thou act.
Well, fine. Since we're sharing our true feelings, I have to tell you I'm a bit disappointed in you, Chloe. Trying to check out of the job I paid you to do. But then I realized, it's partially my fault. What with the placebo pills and all.
Placebo?
The ones I replaced your antidepressants with.
She switches out the IV.
You gave me placebos?
Well, I had to tip the scales somehow.
God.
Your sex appeal wasn't doing it on its own.
That's why I was so messed up. You bitch!
Such language.
We were only supposed to mess with them. I could go to jail for attempted murder.
You could go to jail for murder.
What?
Don't worry. I'm gonna make absolutely sure you don't go to jail.
Don't do me any favors. All right, I've made up my mind. When the cops come, I'm telling them everything.
No, no, no. Just let me do my job.
And what does that mean?
I'm the best nurse in this hospital. Just let me make it all better. Just like I always do.
I want nothing to do with this, you understand? I'm out.
Oh, I know. Last night when they brought you in here, I realized that you gave me the perfect opportunity to clean this whole thing up. Nice and neat. Just like I did with James.
James? What did you do? What's that? What's going on?
Barbara leaves and Chloe swoons before falling unconscious. Moments later, Barbara wheels Chloe, who's slumped over in the chair, down a hospital corridor. Barbara confidently walks past two nurses. Turning a corner, it cuts to Barbara shoving Chloe into the backseat of a car. Lance watches baseball on the TV. Barbara parks the car outside Lance's house. She views Chloe sprawled out across the backseat through the rearview mirror.
I really am sorry about this, Chloe. But I've seen so many girls like you. Trust me, you aren't gonna get any better.
Opening the trunk reveals an unconscious James lying in the back. Barbara picks up a plate of cookies and a syringe. Frowning and glancing upstairs, Lance heaves himself off the couch and answers the door.
Surprise.
Barb, hey. Is everything okay?
I just wanted to check in on you. I'll just put these in the kitchen.
Oh, that's very sweet of you.
Barbara barges past Lance, Connie to Brooke.
They're so sweet. He likes to rub my feet at the end of the day, but they're so sweaty. I've been in these freaking shoes for 12 hours.
Hear you.
Yeah.
Ooh, hold on.
Brooke answers her cell phone.
This is Brooke Harmon.
Hi, Brooke. This is Aaron. Darren Wells' brother.
Well, hello.
I'm sorry to call you like this, but I really need to warn you. Your nurse, Barbara, she isn't who she says she is.
Wait, what did you say?
Lance holds the now empty plate of cookies with a dopey grin on his face.
Cookies were delicious. I really appreciate you stopping by, Barb. But I am just all of a sudden exhausted. Oh, I think I'm just gonna crash.
That's because I put something extra special in these cookies.
Excuse me?
You didn't think you were gonna get away with it, did you?
What?
Killing him. Darren.
What are you talking about?
The man you ran over. Left in the street, bloody.
That was my fiance.
Darren Wells.
Exiting the restaurant with a frantic expression, Brooke makes a call and climbs into her car. Lance's phone rings.
Barb, whatever pain we've caused you, we've already paid for tenfold with everything Chloe put us through already.
Barbara hangs an IV bag to a stand.
Chloe works for me. I paid her to take care of you.
You paid Chloe to try to kill me?
Nah. No, no. She's much too much of a coward for that. I paid her to ruin your life like you ruined mine. I'm the one that made you OD. I'm the one that wants to kill you. And this time, I'm not gonna fail.
Barb.
Go to your happy place, Lance.
That would be right here with me, bitch.
Brooke clobbered Barbara with a crutch. Barbara floors Brooke with a punch and hits her with a crutch.
I can't feel anything.
Now, where were we?
What'd you do to me? You don't have to do this.
Back away from him, Barb.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Chloe's got a gun.
Okay. Take it easy, Chloe. If you help me out, I can give you double.
I'm not interested.
You sure? You could do a whole lot with $5,000.
Barbara wrestles for the gun.
No! Barb! Get off! Barb!
She sinks a syringe into Chloe's arm.
Barb, stop it! Barb! Barb, please! No!
With a pained expression, Chloe sinks to the ground. Throwing the syringe aside, Barbara looms over Lance. Brooke hits Barbara over the head. Brooke rips the IV needle from Lance's arm.
Okay.
Is she dead?
How did you know?
I sent a card to Darren Wells' brother. He called me and he said that Darren was engaged to a nurse named Barb.
Oh.
I'm so glad you're okay.
My hero. Babe, it's over.
It's over.
What about Chloe?
Let's get her some help.
Chloe lies unconscious on the floor. Words appear, 6 weeks later. Brooke and Lance sip cocktails while sitting in some lounge chairs in the garden.
Oh, the first drink I have had in ages. So good.
Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, and I, got you.
Mmm. Salted caramel cake?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
There's an engagement ring on the cake.
thought it was about time that I asked again. Might be a little hard for me to get down on one knee at the moment, but...
He slides the solitaire ring onto her finger.
Well, I was actually thinking that since I said no the first time, I should be the one to ask you. Lance?
She takes a knee and pulls out a ring.
Will you marry me?
It's about damn time.
Is that a yes?
Yes, that is a yes.
Okay, good.
Oh my god, does it fit?
Let's see. Let's put it on.
He pulls her close and they kiss passionately. Credits appear, directed by Craig Moss. Written by Jake Helgren. A Cartel Pictures production. Produced by Stan Spry, Eric Woods. Executive producer Carla Woods, Fernando Su, Stephanie Slack. Associate producer Blaine Chiappetta. Sarah Butler, Chloe, Lindsay Hartley, Lance, Stephen Good, Barb, Tracy Lords, Connie, Jessica Morris, Gwen, Renee Ashton, Paul, Michael Finn, James, Nate Schultz, Marco, Julian Stone, Detective Thames, David Starsky. A long list of credits scrolls across the screen. Filmed in Los Angeles, California, USA, Valley Village, California, USA, Glendale, California, USA. Logos appear, Dolby Digital, SAG-AFTRA 1 Union. This picture is a work of fiction. The characters and events portrayed in this motion picture are entirely fictional. Any resemblance to any persons, whether living or dead, is entirely coincidental. Copyright 2015. Cartel Pictures. LLC, all rights reserved.